Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our podcast, Hypnotica with Chantel and Melissa. And today we are going to be talking about diversity in desires. And Melissa has a lot to say about this because she had some fun this weekend. Tell us all about it.
Yay! So this topic came to mind because I've spent this weekend at the Seattle Erotic Art Festival, and it's such a magical experience. There's visual art, performance art, and literary art. Two of my pieces was included or were included in the anthology. Yay! So if you're on YouTube, you can see the anthology. And if you're listening on Spotify or iTunes, I'm gonna find a link that I can put in so y'all can purchase the anthology if you want to, or if you just want to look at it. So it's such an honor and such a privilege. Ooh, y'all, I feel like I'm about to cry. Okay. It's an honor and a privilege to be a part of something that is so magical, and to share space with other artists and other people. Because every time I go, this is the fourth time I've gone and the third time I have performed. And I did spoken word performance. And every time I listen to someone read, I see someone perform, I look at the art, I feel expanded sexually and emotionally. I am introduced to things that I didn't know existed, kinks I didn't know existed. And I feel like all of us would, I have emotional responses to things. And some of those responses are positive and some are negative. Also, before I go down that road, I have a podcast myself called Bedtime Stories with Melissa Lee. And I am uploading, or I'm recording this week, a new episodes to feature the work that I shared at the Seattle Erotic Art Festival. So stay tuned for that. But going down the road and seeing things that I liked and seeing things that I didn't like, I know I was paying attention to what my body was reacting to what felt exciting or what was turning me off, and then allowing the process of like, well, why do I like this? Why am I attracted to this? Why is this turning me off? And that's an internal process. Before the festival, there was an artist reception where the director of the festival was sharing that you're probably going to see some things you don't like, but we are not going to yuck someone's yum. We're not going to be shitty or say mean things about it, right? And this is true for relationships or styles of relationships or sexualities, things that we see on the internet that maybe we don't like, but we have the power to keep scrolling and not to be horrible to people or comment nasty things to them, right? So it's really, I guess this weekend was more of a self-exploration process and learning more about myself and what I found to be interesting, what I wanted to know more about. I made friends and saw friends that I haven't seen in a while, which was also great. The other thing that has come up too is creativity in general and the self-expression, which is also linked to our sexuality. And a lot of people tell me, like, oh, I wish I could write, I wish I could draw, I wish I could do this. And my thought on that is that if you have the desire to do it, it is meant for you. And it's your job and your responsibility to bring it out of you in the way that only you can. Like, you can take classes and you can learn things and you can be inspired, but you're the one that has to take the action to do the thing, right? And you don't have to tell anybody about it. If this work feels interesting to you, but triggering at the same time, then you create for yourself and you keep it with yourself until you're ready to share it. That was my earliest like process of creating erotic art. But I noticed with the literary folks, when all of us were reading, every single one of us, y'all, we're still so emotional about this. Okay, so every single one of us sounded completely different. We all shared work that was so completely different, and everything was beautiful, and everything was perfect and right for the author sharing their work because it's a reflection of them. So I guess, yeah, there's two things going on. It's like us expressing ourselves and expressing how we want to be and how we see the world and relationships and sexuality, but also the acceptance that there are other humans who have a different perspective. And can we respect that with love and with kindness and with gentleness? And when we don't like something or it triggers us in some kind of way, can we look inside ourselves and investigate that instead of spewing that negativity onto someone else? Yeah. Chantel, what would you like to add?
Oh wow, it just brought up so many different tabs for me. I guess the first thing I would like to say is just it stood out the analogy between, erotica or sexual things and real life too. In relationships in general, when we bring something on our heart to our partner, we want to be met with a spirit of acceptance and not judgment. Deep down, I feel like all of us, when we're in a relationship with anyone, family member, friend, significant other, deep down we have this question, if I show you my true colors, if I take off my masks, if I express my desires to you, will I be accepted and not criticized? And for me, I feel like I'm one of these people who's like, I judge the judgmental, like what a, like I'm judging myself, like what's going on here? The more that I have accepted the parts of myself, the more I can accept the parts of other people, regardless of what they are. Like just the deeper level of acceptance that I have for, like, especially the childhood parts of me, where I was shamed for something, and then I rejected that part, just saying, okay, that part can be just stuffed down, put in a box, sealed up with a big plastic tape, just like you stay in there so that we get accepted by those around us. But there comes a point where, and I've noticed this in like women over 50, for example, they just reach this level sometimes where they just, I don't give a anything about anything. I'm just gonna be me and how beautiful they are. Whatever gender they are, just like that expression of themselves, it's really unique. Like I feel Amanda Flaker was talking about this, like she was talking about the chakras and how in between I think it was like the heart chakra and the throat chakra or something. There's this uniqueness chakra where each of us have a unique signature of the things that light us up, and everyone's different. And I feel like the more we can be flexible with ourselves and others, and we're allowing for all of these new diverse things to be burst into the planet. Like it's so much beauty. Like when I went to the Pride event close to me, I was like, my heart was overflowing with just joy, the joy on these people's faces and just how they could express in their makeup and in their clothing, like everything that they picked to express themselves was so uniquely them. And I've never seen anything so wonderful as that. And just having that flexibility to be yourself and to accept others for their expression in the world is just, I don't know, there's just nothing like it. I was raised in a cult, so a cult, where it's just like this is the set of rules we live by, these are our standards, and nothing else is allowed. And what a life that was, like how closed off and how not joyful it was. You know what I mean? Like just the contrast of those two vibes, it just like, is there any other choice? Now, I deeply understand the reasoning why people, do judge, and I feel like deep down, people just want to be feel safe, and they've bought into a bunch of lies about like what you need to feel guilt about or what we need to be afraid of and all these things, but they're just not true. Like, we don't need to be so concerned about right and wrong necessarily, like if everything that we are putting through our filters is like, is this the right thing to do? Is this the wrong thing to do? What about if this is the thing that lights you up? Like, what if that's all that matters? Like, obviously it has to be a win-win-win, a win for yourself, a win for others, a win for the planet, humanity, nature. Like, as long as that's in place, like, you should be good to go. Because if you think about right or wrong with everything you do, someone's gonna think it's wrong. Then you can't do anything. Just saying. So that's what came up for me.
Absolutely. Yes. I love what you said about going to the Pride extravaganza because the same exact thing happened this weekend at the festival. Every single person was dressed in a specific way that really showcased a part of themselves or like the fullness of themselves. And it's beautiful to see. And because, okay, this is my theory. Because everyone's doing it and everyone's expressing themselves and being exactly who they are in that moment, there is this energy of joy that's there. Like, that's all I felt all weekend was just joy. Walking around, I'm like, and it's not that I talk to a ton of people or anything like that. Like, I talk to people, but it was the vibe of the festival that people were just like, oh my gosh, like we're all here, we're all doing this thing, and we're all so different. And I love that. I love, see, and it's the same with Pride here too in Seattle. It's seeing everyone's expressions and everyone's happiness and like how they choose to celebrate and honor themselves in that time and everything. It's very inspiring.
So Sonia Choquette, I'm not sure if you've heard of her. She's all about like angel numbers and like asking for help from your guides. Like, that's her thing. She says that in order to when you're depressed, in order to bring your spirit back into your body, you list the things you love. And I've used that many a time for myself and for other people. Like, sometimes when people come to you, they just want to be heard and seen and that, but also they do want to feel better, and I don't want to silver line things for them, like, but what about this? But like, well, at least blah blah blah. But when I ask them, like, what do you love? Like, that's a not judgmental thing to ask, right? Like, and little by little, when people start listing the things they love, you could just see the light coming back into their eyes. Like, you could see all systems, just coming back online, and they're like, oh, that's who I am. Like, we sometimes forget who we are. My favorite quote, and I love quotes, is a friend is someone who knows the song in your heart and can sing it back when you've forgotten the words. Because we all forget the words sometimes, we all like fall and lose our place, and we need someone to like offer us a hand. Like, I'm seeing now in my peripheral vision, quicksand. What do you do when you find yourself in quicksand? If you struggle and like you go down faster, but if you just relax and like and you can offer, or someone offers you a hand, like you can get out easier. And so, I don't know, I just feel like that's a good metaphor for when we're struggling, like to just relax and like list the things that you love and ask for help. Like, why not? Like, we all are human, and we can all ask for help, not only from other people, but if you don't have someone in your life, you can ask for help from, the powers that be, whoever you believe in. Like, I'm not saying to have a particular religion or anything, but like, I do feel that even if you're looking like scientifically and you're thinking about what's that called? I love it when words don't come.
Isn't
But
it fun?
basically, when you see a red car, or when you are like, okay, I want to buy a red car of this type, and you put it on your wallpaper, and like then all of a sudden when you're out and about, you see all these red cars, right? It's whatever that's called.
I can't remember the type or the name of that, but yes, I know what you're talking about.
The reticular activating system. Yeah. So even if you're not into spirituality or religion, think about the reticular activating system. Like the more you talk about it or ask about it, or even ask yourself about it, the more these things are going to show up in your life, the more help and uplifting things you're going to find,
Definitely.
And another quote that, or not quote that came to me, but something I learned, I think it was an NLP class. The person with the most flexibility controls the system. Now, it's a deep thing to say, but what it means is like the person with the most flexibility has the most possibilities and therefore has the best outcome.
Interesting.
Right? So like when you're thinking
I'm
diversity, like you, it's not about limiting yourself. A lot of teens in their stage where they're going through this identity crisis, they feel like I need to put myself in a box. I need to be this because this, and it's a natural stage of life. And I just, if there's any people in that identity stage listening, I just want to say possibilities, like the most possibilities that you can have for yourself, I would encourage you in that direction. Like the most flexibility, just keep an open mind because like every year that I'm alive, I learn new things that I didn't know existed. Like for example, I remember one of my kids coming to me and being like, like my friends, they all have a thing they're good at. What am I good at? Like I'm not good at anything. And I'm just like, what about this? What about this? But so then, a couple of years pass and, piano started lighting up their life. And so we got a piano teacher and the joy on their face and they play the piano is amazing to me. And it's like before they didn't know they could. They didn't know that was their gift. They had no clue. Like obviously they knew pianos existed, but they didn't know it could be their thing. So how many things like in my life in the future are there that I don't even know exist yet? And maybe they haven't been birthed onto the planet yet, but I want to make myself available to them when the time comes to try and see if it lights me up, And
Oh
if
my
something doesn't
goodness.
light you up anymore, feel free to move along. Wish everyone well and move along.
Definitely, because it's like that served its purpose, its time and place. It's safe to let it go if you need to let it go.
Allow yourself to evolve.
Definitely. We're not meant to stay the same.
Dignity.
I like thinking about life as an art project where you have all these different mediums to play with, and you don't have to strictly stay with oil paint for 100 years. There's so many other things, like put some glitter on it. I don't know, but there's some other things you can play with.
The thing that I'm hearing in my mind now is, are we human or are we dancers? When you think about dance, it's not all choreography. Like some people say, I can't dance because they either can't keep in tempo or, like they can't follow choreography. But that doesn't mean you're not a dancer. So you can have your own dance. Like you can move to the music however the spirit leads. Like everyone's a dancer, everyone's an artist, everyone's a singer, for the most part. Like don't limit yourself because you're not perfect at it. It doesn't mean that you can't enjoy that activity. Like, I've never been skiing. Does that mean that I will never be a good skier? No. If I wanted to, if it lit me up, I would try and I would get good at it. You know, like obviously there's limitations sometimes and disabilities, and that's fine. But like, even if some, if you do have a disability and something lights you up, you can still find a way to appreciate that particular thing and celebrate it and be all about it. And yeah.
Definitely.
There's always just more possibilities. Like, I think asking ourselves, where are the possibilities? Like, when something lights you up, like, put it up on your wall so you don't forget about it. And so it reminds you of it when you're feeling down. Just like, I'm feeling down. What should I do today? Oh, yeah, that thing. That lit me up. Let's do a deep dive on that.
Definitely. I love that. Yay.
Yay.
I think. Okay. Yeah, I have nothing else to add at this moment.
About
Unless
diversity.
I'm sure I could come up with more things, but I'm like, I think the things that were most important to me, yeah, I said already, was just like making sure that we're self-reflecting before we're saying anything negative about something. not yucking someone's yum, but also like allowing your own viewpoints to expand. And that comes with the self-reflection of like, why do I like this? Why don't I like this? And let that be an internal process.
And like desires too, like when you deep dive into the word desires, it's like even if there are some limitations around that desire, you can expand your mind for possibilities around it, you know, like there, without like getting into specifics, like you just can like just think of something in your mind that you desire. And if there's you know, something that pops up saying, well, you can't do that because blah blah blah. Well, maybe there are more possibilities that you haven't, you know, thought of yet. And maybe journaling on that a little bit, and you never know what comes through.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, just staying open and available instead of super tight and contracted and just narrow-minded and just refusing to look outside. It's like, okay,
Like,
what
open
was
your
that?
heart.
Yes,
Or even
definitely.
move from the mind to the heart. So many people are stuck in the mind, and the mind is in duality. Like, literally, you look at the brain and there's two sides, right? Like, the mind always has a, I want this. Oh, but what if this? Like, that's the mind's job. It's a computer to you know, spit out all your pros and cons. Like, that's all its job is. But you can switch your focus to your heart and open your heart and let your heart weigh in on things, because your heart does take in the win-win-win for yourself, others, and the planet. The heart always knows the best possible outcome or the best possible solution in that moment. Just tuning into your heart. Like, I remember the first few times I did it, I cried because my heart was so relieved to be listened to. Because it has so much to say. You know? It's just like it filters out all of the conflict of the mind, and it just comes out with something pure. And when you're in conflict with someone and you switch to your heart, it's amazing the vibe that it creates, like how it just kind of neutralizes the conflict that you feel, or the, you know, I don't know how to put that into words. And also people like public speakers say too, when they go on stage and their mind comes up with, oh my God, there's all these people, blah, blah, what do I do? If they just put their hand on their heart and are just like, okay, I'm speaking from my heart now. Whatever comes through, instead of what they plan to say, goes so much better.
Yeah, you're leading from a state of love instead of a state of duality or logic, or it has to be perfect. And
Or judgment, right?
or
Like the mind is in
judgments.
judgment. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That was my ending piece there.
So good. So good. Yay. Well, thank y'all so much for hanging out with us. Stay tuned for the Bedtime Stories extravaganza. And then, yeah, Chantel and I will see y'all in a week.